Mike in Floral Park.
Mike, how are you?
Hey, guys, I totally support the Supreme Court decision. You know, less government kind of thing in our life is better.
Go.
But I'll tell you what the Supreme Court also did. I believe now they just paved the way for Pete Rose to get into the Hall of Fame. And that's one of the reasons why I don't watch baseball. The steroid era, Pete Rose, and other things. But now I want to see Pete Rose in the Hall of Fame.
Why would this decision have anything to do with Pete
Rose? I don't see that. I mean,
I think it does.
Why?
Why? Because now gambling's
now
legal, it's okay?
Of baseball.
No.
Hey, Joe, I want to ask you a question. Did Pete Rose ever bet on baseball while he was a player?
I don't know. But you know what?
You don't, because it was when he was a manager.
But
so
Pete
why
Rose,
don't
look,
him
to
as
me, you're preaching to the choir here, Mike. Pete Rose should be in the Hall of Fame. I mean, to me, you're asking me that.
Now we got the reason. Start getting on top of this thing. Get him
that
in the Hall of Fame.
That doesn't make any sense.
You think I'm
going
to get him in the Hall of Fame?
You can start talking about it.
Well, I think he should be in already.
Mike,
so
your point is stupid, though. Do you realize that?
No, it's not stupid.
Yes, it is.
Evan, you always think everything is stupid.
No, I think what you're saying is stupid, maybe because you say stupid things. What do you want from me?
No, I know.
How does the law changing in 2018 have anything to do with Pete Rose when he was manager?
Yeah.
Please explain that.
Yeah, really, like 30
years
ago.
Okay, you explain to me now where the integrity of baseball is now that everybody can gamble.
Well, hold on a second. The law changed 30 years later. What does that have to do with Pete Rose?
Prove to me your point isn't stupid. Did he do it as a player?
He's accused of doing it as a manager.
So then why can't he be in as a player? We don't want him
in
as a manager.
Mike, I agree Pete Rose should be in the Hall of Fame. I'm arguing your dumb point that this decision by the Supreme Court
you always
has anything
argue
to do.
Against your point.
But Mike,
you take two
your
sides
point,
of every story.
No, you make stupid points. I don't know how to be nicer about it.
No, you take two sides
what
of
two
every
sides?
Single story.
What two sides?
You
Pete Rose
should
be in the Hall of Fame. It has nothing to do with the Supreme Court decision.
You just said he should be in.
Because it has nothing to do with the Supreme Court.
So now I want
you
to use the argument that he should be in because
then,
of this. So
then
jump
leave
on
out,
it.
Then, Mike, then leave out your stupid point that makes no sense and just make the other point.
You take your stupid opinions and have
How
one
is it
opinion.
A stupid opinion? You can't even defend your point. What does the Supreme Court
Evan,
in 2018
take two sides against
it's
every
not
argument
two sides.
To everything you do.
You say dumb things, Mike. You're a nice guy. I'd love to have a drink with you. You say stupid things. What do you want me to do? Just let it go and say, oh, great point, Mike. Thanks for the call. You're a swell guy. You say dumb things. I'm sorry. I feel bad saying it, but Joe, is that not a stupid point?
Well, I mean, I don't see how what happened 30 years ago is affecting now.
You're being very nice. His point is stupid, though,
I
right?
Mean, you know what I mean?
It's a stupid point.
And we both agree that Pete Rose should be in the Hall of Fame. I don't see what he's arguing against about.
Because he thinks that if I don't agree with the Supreme Court part, then I'm taking two sides. It has nothing to do with one. Has nothing to do with the other.
Look, the bottom line is, to me, Pete Rose should be in the Hall of Fame. He should have been in a long time ago.
And my point is, Mike in Floral Park calls in and makes a lot of stupid points.
Well,
that's all. Am I wrong? I'm not. I know you're being nice, but
I'm being nice.
Okay. Mike, again, I'd love to take you to a Met game. I think you're a good dude. And we'd probably argue the entire time at the game, which I'm good with. But that point is stupid. That's all.
And just because it's legal to bet now, do you think that that's going to change things as far as if you were betting on a game if you're a player? I mean, I don't see how that's making it better.
Well, it's part of the stupidity of his
point. I mean, I don't see how that's making any difference. I mean, still, you know, whether it's legal or not legal, you know, if you're betting on yourself or betting against yourself, that's a problem. I mean, am I missing something here?
You're doing a great job of pointing out how dumb that point was.
I mean, am I missing something here?
No, Mike.
Come on.
Mike is. Oh, man. Now, he's a good dude, that Mike in Floral Park. He just says a lot of stupid things. That's all. And you know what? I'll admit this because I want to be a peacemaker. I say a lot of dumb things, too.
Well,
do you.
I've been saying dumb things for, 23 years now.
It happens.
Well, more than that, but just on the air for 23.
Exactly.
Longer than that, probably, 65 years almost.
Exactly.